The regional consultant of the Architectural and Engineering Services Limited, AESL, in the Bunahafu region, Isaac Ejimafo, has called on the general public to involve experts when building in order to get the right design that will prevent people from getting trapped during fire outbreaks and other dangers. According to him, since one cannot do away with burglar-proof installations these days, security and safety must be well thought out to promote safety in buildings at all times. The regional AESL consultant, who was speaking in an interview with GPC in Sunyai, also urged the public to avoid the use of inferior materials for wiring and opt for approved and appropriate cables to help avoid fire. Correspondent Edith Mrovrat has the rest of the story.
Mr. Mafu indicated that every house should have a minimum of two exits, including the main entrance, adding that since most domestic fires are caused by electrical faults or gas cylinders, they usually start from the kitchen or the ceiling. He consequently advised that kitchens should not be sited between bedrooms and should also be easily accessible. He also said gas cylinders should be positioned outside the kitchen in a small cubicle or in a pit with a cover and visible cable that can be cut off in times of danger. He also said the time has come for households to acquire safety gadgets like circuit breakers, fire and smoke detectors, and fire extinguishers, among others, to help manage unfortunate cases. He also mentioned lightning arresters for tall buildings and earth wiring to absorb excess energy into the earth as basic requirements. Mr. Ejimafu further advocated for the creation of what he termed safety rooms in buildings, where water and blankets could be kept for use during fire emergencies. He said occupants can stay in those rooms and use drenched blankets to make necessary moves while calling for assistance. He asked electricians to always put cables in a conduit pipe through to the switch when wiring, and preferably placed underground before the flow is made, instead of wiring through the ceiling. He added that joint cables should be avoided since it can cause fire. He also kicked against the overloading of multi-sockets. The AESL consultant noted that most accidents occur due to minor mistakes that are overlooked. He said if everything is done right, fire outbreaks can be avoided. He added that a building is a huge investment and must be done right, even if it will take years to complete.